This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez addressed Ukrainian Parliament on Saturday, saying Ukraine is going to win the war and reiterating the European commitment to Ukrainian future EU membership.
They are going to win. It will take them weeks, months. It will take tears, blood, and sweat, but Ukraine is going to win this war.
On the same day, Spain takes over the European Union's six-month rotating presidency. Sanchez visited Kyiv and said no one deserves more than Ukraine to get the European Union status. Sanchez also announced Spain would send another 55 million euros in aid to Ukraine. A big majority of Europeans now see Russia as an enemy following its invasion of Ukraine, according to a new survey, which also shows Europeans tend to have a more favorable opinion of China, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Almost two-thirds of Europeans now see Russia as an adversary since its invasion of Ukraine, according to the poll by the European Council on Foreign Relations. That's double the figure from 2021. The survey also looked at European attitudes toward China. Roughly 41% of respondents said that if Beijing gave weapons to Russia, the EU should impose sanctions on Beijing, even if that would harm Western economies. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned on Saturday a serious threat remained at the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, and said Russia was, quote-unquote, technically ready to provoke a localized explosion at the facility. Ukrainian military intelligence has previously said Russian troops had mined the plant. This is VOA News. Kenyan authorities say a truck has rammed into several other vehicles and roadside markets in the western region, killing more than 50 people, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Friday evening accident occurred at a location known for vehicle crashes in the Rift Valley, northwest of the capital Nairobi. Police commander Tom Odera has told the Associated Press officers have counted dozens of bodies, but more people are believed to be trapped in the wreckage. The Kenya Red Cross Society says over 30 people were injured and hospitalized and has asked Kenyans to donate blood. The aid group adds heavy rainfall has interrupted rescue efforts. Witnesses quoted by local media say the truck veered off the major highway and hit several vehicles before hitting pedestrians and traders. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived in Haiti on Saturday for a lightning visit aimed at showing solidarity with the country's people as it navigates a quote-unquote tragic cycle of overlapping security, political, and economic woes, his spokesperson said. For months, the world body's leader has raised the alarm bell about the situation in the Western Hemisphere's poorest country, which has been racked by gang violence, a worsening public health situation, and political instability. In addition to potential weather delays on a busy flying weekend in the U.S., airlines could see disruptions from the switch to 5G wireless networks. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Aviation groups for years have warned 5G signals could interfere with aircraft equipment, especially those using radio waves, to measure distance above the ground, critical for landing planes in low visibility. Wireless carriers had agreed to hold off the change near major airports, but that agreement has now expired. Most U.S. airlines have retrofitted their jet altimeters to protect them against interference from the 5G signals. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Dutch King Willem Alexander has apologized for his country's role in slavery and asked forgiveness. The historic apology Saturday came in a speech greeted by cheers at an event to commemorate the anniversary of the country abolishing slavery. The king's words follow Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte's apology late last year for the country's role in slave trade and slavery. It's part of a wider reckoning with colonial histories in the West that have been spurred in recent years by the Black Lives Matter movement. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.